The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
For decades, the power of women's hormone shifts has been unrecognized and underestimated. Most women have a lack of education when it comes to the endocrine system and how and why our hormones affect our minds, moods, and behaviors. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, with your host, Leslie Carol Botha, sponsored by True Hope, the leaders in brain health. When women thrive, everyone thrives. That is True Hope. Now, here is your host, Leslie Botha.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. I'm Leslie Carol Botha, your host. And as you are aware by now, April is Autism Awareness Month. And for those of us who have been involved with the vaccine autism disability issue, this month has turned out to be filled with groundbreaking news, surpassing all of our expectations. First, the CDC study came out right at the end of March with the startling statistic that in the past 4 years, there has been a 30% increase in autism in our children. 4 years ago, the numbers were an appalling 1 in 88 children. Today, they are a devastating 1 in 68. In New Jersey, that number is even lower, 1 in 45. Last week, Brian Hooker, PhD, was on my show revealing data from CDC internal documents he obtained through the Freedom of Information request, a process that takes about 10 years. Dr. Hooker also received assistance from two congressmen, one who is Republican, Congressman Posey from Florida, who voiced his strong resolve and demands for transparency as he discussed the Center for Disease Control's handling of vaccine safety studies, which affect our most precious resource in our nation, our children. In his closing remarks, Posey said the CDC can't be trusted regarding investigating vaccine safety. Huge conflict of interest. I think the CDC should be investigated. More information on this interview can be found on Terry's host page on Voice America, or take the time to read the press release on ashotoftruth.org. Meanwhile, on the HPV vaccine front, a former Merck doctor spoke out in a recent interview predicting that Gardasil would become the biggest scandal in medical history. He stated, "The full extent of the Gardasil scandal needs to be assessed. Everyone knew when this vaccine was released on the American market that it would prove to be worthless." Diane Harper, a major opinion leader in the United States, was one of the first to blow the whistle, pointing out the fraud and scam of it all. And you can find more about this article on my blog at holyhormones.com. And just one last piece of interesting news. GreenMedInfo.com came out with this bombshell on March 23rd. HPV vaccine maker study proves natural HPV infection beneficial, not deadly. Quote, a new GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, they are the makers of another HPV vaccine, Cervarix, funded study published in the Journal of Infectious Diseases has revealed that HPV infection resulting in naturally acquired human papilloma virus, HPV antibodies, reduces the risk for new infection and cervical abnormalities linked to cancer in non-HPV vaccinated subjects. In addition to this startling finding, additional GSK-funded research from this year revealed that the HPV vaccine may not protect women against high-grade squamous intraepithelial lesions and dysplasia after all. And that's a lot of news here. From Hormone News, what can I say? Vaccine news, Autism One news, A Shot of Truth news. Folks, we need to wake up. My guest today is Karen Kane. She is the mother of a vaccine-injured daughter who lived a unique life, fully lived, until the tender age of 16. Karen's daughter was born in Newport Beach, California on March 15th, 1994, and at 6 weeks, Lauren had an adverse reaction to her one and only DPT vaccination. The vaccine attacked her brain, leaving her with severe brain damage. The doctors never had hope for Lauren's future. They suggested Karen get on with her life. Feeling abandoned by modern medicine, Karen turned to alternative treatments and spiritual guidance. And despite all of Karen's best efforts, Lauren continued to have horrible episodes of uncontrolled seizures that would land them in the hospital for days. However, Karen spent every fiber of her being creating a life as possibly normal for her daughter. Currently, Karen travels around the U.S. speaking at the Abilities Expo, health conferences, schools, and hospitals. She spends her time inspiring families, teachers, and caregivers with the beauty and importance of each soul, no matter their ability. And Karen has just published her first book, Lauren and Karen Kane, A Unique Life Fully Lived, A Personal Journey of Love, Hope, and Courage. And Karen, welcome to Holy Hormones, honey.
Thank you very much. What a great way to start my day. I'm very excited to talk to you. Of course, it's a little intimidating coming on after Brian Hooker, Dr. Brian Hooker. He's brilliant. I've spoken on a panel with him before, and I see him at the Autism One conferences. I'm so glad that we have a diverse group of parents. You know, we have Harvard graduates writing The Age of Autism. We have Dr. Brian Hooker telling us the science part of it. And my piece is I'm a parent who lived through vaccine court, and my daughter was more than a statistic. She was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Pisces who loved chocolate and loved shopping and was a big flirt. And so I'm just really excited to talk about our journey in the book and how I met you.
Well, and we met through, well, I think it's just all been divine intervention and how we've all come to this place. I was telling my colleague Terry this morning is that it was just amazing to me that these shows got lined up back to back in April Autism Month, and when all of this news about vaccines is coming to light. I mean, we've been the piranhas for so long, the anti-vaccine cultists for so long. And yet now, as Brian and I were saying last week, we're standing on the side of science, good science, and we're standing on the side of justice.
Absolutely.
And now it is time to take our sword and to fight this fight and stop this madness and the destruction of our children, as Congressman Bill Posey said, and we all know, these children are our future. So tell us your story, Karen. I mean, anti-vaccine not, because you were a mother, again, who played by the rules.
Exactly, and I think first it's ironic that Lauren was injured 20 years ago, April 27th, and that's very interesting to me this month. It feels quite intense. I believed in vaccines. I did exactly what my doctor told me to do. I went in at 6 weeks. Lauren had her one and only DPT vaccine. She fell deep asleep. I took her to my girlfriend's house, and 2 hours after the vaccination, she woke up screaming, having a seizure. And this seizure lasted 5 minutes. And that's a long time. It's very, very scary. I had never seen a seizure before. I went back to the doctor's office and waited for them to come back from lunch. And when the doctor came in, she took me, of course, right away, and Lauren had another seizure, another 5-minute tonic-clonic seizure. She was about 7-8 pounds, just screaming and shaking, and I started yelling at the doctor, telling her to stop it. And I just was up against the wall just screaming, stop it, stop it. And, you know, of course, she was calm and said, you need to go to the hospital. And on that day, my life changed forever. And I didn't know anything about medical, didn't want to have anything to do with medical. I've only been in the hospital once when I gave birth to Lauren, and her life became filled with seizures. When she was 3 months old, she had 9 5-minute tonic-clonic seizures, and tonic-clonic basically means everything's involved. Her eyes would blink, her arms would shake, her legs would shake, and I remember taking her back to the hospital, and just I would call the doctor every single seizure she had. I mean, I was afraid for her future. I was afraid of her. And I remember just sitting there and her body laying lifeless in my arms. And I think it's really important that parents get savvy on what to look for after vaccines and, you know, what is an injury and what is serious. For a long time, for months, the doctors just kept saying kids have seizures and they go away. Nobody talked to me about vaccine and vaccine compensation program. Of course, not many doctors, especially in 94, would talk about vaccine being part of it at all, even though it was obvious to everybody, but the word was never spoken. And then Lauren just started getting horrible diagnoses. You know, I was told to go home, prepare for the worst. I got a bad egg, get on with my life, and we just started drugging her. So by the time she was 4 months old, she was on 2 anti-seizure medications, you know, stirring phenobarb and Dilantin and applesauce. Then she started chloral hydride because she was never sleeping, and the doctors told me if she doesn't sleep, she'll have more seizures. And I gave it to her for a little bit, but I knew intuitively it was wrong. I just felt horrible giving her the chloral hydride. I know she needed seizure medication, and then we just started one medication after another, and nothing working. And my family fell apart. I was living in a tunnel of just pain, and she never slept. And when she would go to sleep, she'd wake up seizing. I was not sleeping. I had to leave my job, and everything changed. Me and my husband went on completely different coping paths. I was very afraid, and I wasn't taking care of myself. And it was just really devastating. So I started, I think, you know, the universe chose us the way to go, just like I was introduced to you. I started doing alternative treatments because I knew that we were just doing one prescription after another, and the likelihood of the second anti-seizure medication working after the first dozen is 50%, and the third is 15%. For most of Lauren's life, she was on 4 to 7 medications, and that's just anti-seizure medications. She had seizures throughout her whole life. We put her in a coma twice when she was 3 to stop the seizures, and then soon after that, she ended up with chronic lung disease. She ended up, and I went in kicking and screaming. I was not a let's keep her alive at all costs. Me and my husband had very different approaches to medical care. I was going the alternative route, and he wanted me to do everything we could in the hospital. So the first time that she almost died, he's the one really that saved her life. He wanted to do everything, and I wanted to let her go. And that started a year of intubating her, which meant putting her on a breathing machine to help clear up her lungs because she was getting pneumonia. And then we would go home. She would get sick again. We'd go back to the hospital. And after 3 years of alternative treatment, which meant, you know, Reiki, energy, all kinds of different, I built sweat lodges. I took her to all kinds of hands-on healing. I did drops and tinctures, aromatherapy, essential oils. At 3 years old, we ended up living in the hospital for 2 years. And at that point, I really had to grow and had to decide how I was going to live my life. I was miserable. And Lauren, when she wasn't sick, she was absolutely fabulous. And I had to change the way I looked at her. And I like to call it my pinky swear moment with her, because I just said, well, I'm not going to feel sorry for you anymore. And I'm just going to love you and take care of you. And when you're ready to go, go. I'll be fine. And if you want to stay, I'll take care of you. And I think that really changed the way I parented her, and I think the way I partnered with her. I was really starting to understand that she had a soul agreement that she came here to do, and she agreed to pick me, and I obviously her, and I just became such a better parent to her when I quit feeling sorry for her and just empowered her and took care of her and took care of myself. And
you know, that's a fascinating story, and I'm so glad you're bringing in the spiritual aspect to that. But I do want our listeners to know that through all of this and in these short years that Lauren was with us on this planet and now is watching over us, that she became a quadriplegic. I mean, this is different than autism, and this this affected her on all body level, like you said.
And I think that was really hard for me looking back because I didn't fit in anywhere. I didn't fit in the autism community, but she had all of the gut issues. I think she was far sicker than autism because She had the gut issues with autism and a very similar treatment. She was being treated the same way in 94 as that they're doing now with the chelation and IVIG treatments. But she was a quadriplegic. She was cortically blind. She never spoke with her words. She communicated by blinking and thumbs up. And she came into people's dream state. She was quite powerful. And she never, you know, walked. And her entire body was devastated by the vaccine, one, because it was so early on at 6 weeks of age, and it was full of mercury, the marisol. So she had a hot lot. There were 10 deaths surrounding her lot. 30 kids in her lot had seizures or worse. And a hot lot means that that batch had many, many reactions reported, which probably means that many people never reported it because parents don't know to report it. Doctors typically won't report it. And we don't, the drug company is protected. They don't have to tell you how many is in a lot. It's very precarious, and they scatter the lots when they mail them. So Lauren's lot injured her in Newport Beach and people in Hawaii, Ohio, all over the U.S. So it's not one.
That alone is just an amazing story, and that we could have bad batches of vaccines mixed in and nobody knows and is not aware. Karen, we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your experience with the medical complex and then in front of the Vaccine Injury Compensation Board. We also need to talk about, again, what you said, what parents need to look for, and we also need to go back to the spiritual aspect. Is it possible that these children are having soul agreements? And to help wake us up. My coming into this conversation 30, 35 years ago, I was brought in by two mothers in my community who shared, invited me into their homes, and who I was looking at their quadriplegic daughters. They realized that it was due to vaccine injury. They too struggled like you were, and I believe this was in the late 1980s. And I'm remembering and hearing you talk about Lauren, and I am remembering looking at these beautiful girls and realizing, oh my God, they are prisoners in their bodies. Absolutely. Because they were there. And it sounds like Lauren was there.
Absolutely.
And to be a prisoner in your body is, I can't even imagine what that is like for you or for the child, but that you could rise above and now share all of this with us and share your book is a wonderful journey, and we're going to get back to that. We've got to take a break, everyone. This is Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carol Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. The title of this episode is Lauren and Karen Kane, A Unique Life Fully Lived, A Personal Journey of Love, Hope, and Courage. And that is the title of Karen's latest book about her experience living with her vaccine-injured daughter and coming to a spiritual realization. And we're going to get back into that. I want to share this quote with you. My daughter Lauren was like the Grand Canyon. Some people stand at the edge and see a huge hole, while others witness one of God's wonders. Beautiful statement, Karen. Nice to have you here on the show today. Thank you for your time. I just want to dive right back in because there is so much to cover, and tell us about your experience with medical doctors, because there is so much denial around this issue.
It's shocking to me after 20 years that we're still playing this game. It seems to be worse now that we're stating that there are no vaccine injuries. And I can only tell you that in 1994 there was no internet. I didn't know any other parent that had a vaccine injured child, and that's exactly the way the court wants it. That's the way HHS, Human Health Services, wants it. They don't want me to be talking. They don't want me to have a voice. They wanted us to go away. I just want to state that in 1986, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Award was created for families with the intention of being compensating families swiftly, fairly, with compassion. And I just spoke to Ann Dekel the other day, and she talked to 80 families who had received awards, and none of the families said that it was swift or compassionate. In fact, I know for my family, we were attacked. They tried to prove me a bad parent. When we met, we were supposed to meet at my home, but because at the time we were living in the hospital, they came over to Cedar Sinai in Los Angeles, walked over, said hello to me, and went to Lauren's crib and took off her clothes and took off her diaper to see if she had bed sores. They were trying to prove that I was not a good parent. And that to me was shocking, because they were my lifeline. Me and my husband were losing everything, and my daughter was so sick, I didn't know if she was going to live. And, you know, I'm thinking the vaccine compensation program is there to support me and help my family survive, you know, the statistic of her being 1 in 250,000. So if we're 1 in 250,000, and they're supposed to come in and take care of us, we should have been treated like heroes. But and the government immediately agreed that Lauren was a vaccine injury. We didn't have to go through years of fighting and proving that she was vaccine injured. We just turned in our paperwork with the only lawyer that was available, and they came back and said, yes, your daughter's vaccine injured, but they pushed her award off for 3 years because they thought she was going to die. And if she died, they would have only had to pay $250,000. But if she lived, they would have to pay for her medical expenses, you know, for the rest of her life, however that would be. And it was a devastating, dark time, and I didn't know at all that I was being isolated, because we didn't, as a family, get due justice. So we were hidden. Our courtroom was in a room. We did not have a judge, and we did not have a jury of our peers to look at what was happening to my family. We had a special master, and we had the court appointed their nurse. The government brings in their nurse and their pediatricians, and the entire time they opened the 3-day process of deciding how much Lauren's life was worth with, you have to place Lauren. And we said no, and then we argued about the 85 items that I thought I would need for Lauren's life. And, you know, I was a hopeful parent. I was hoping that Lauren was going to get better. And it's just an ugly, ugly process. I never felt handheld. They never called me back to see how Lauren was. They don't do any research, knowing that kids are vaccine injured. And it's an ugly, ugly place to be. And that's a
Can I interject there? Because I'm still stuck on something you said a few minutes ago. And you said a vaccine injury compensation award? I'm struggling over the word award.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is that what it's called? I mean, you're giving an award program.
It's National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
Yes, but you're given this money as an award or not, or did we just misstep that?
Well, the money is given to Lauren, and it's not given to the families. It's given to the injured person, and it's to take care of her needs for the rest of her life. So it's a compensation program, and this was started in 1986 to help families. But what they really do is attack families, and I was so isolated and alone, I didn't even know at the time. I was a wreck, and my daughter was at home while I'm in court trying to decide how much we're going to spend on baby wipes. My daughter's at home having, you know, seizures all day long. It was devastating. It was in no way a supportive process. And that's part of the reason when I speak just how I was treated by the compensation program that was set for parents, that not to attack parents that are vaccine injured. We should be supported. And this has just gotten uglier and uglier. And I think it's because we're getting closer to the truth and to having, you know, that really out there. But that's a big part of why I share my story, is because I'm one of the families that they said, yes, immediately we are vaccine injured. And then it took them 3 years, and they deliberately postponed because everyone thought Lauren was going to die.
How did you survive for those 3 years? And financially survive for those 3 years?
Well, it was ugly. And, well, you don't have to pay for anything. The whole vaccine court is it's such a can of worms. We didn't have to pay for our attorney because after the award is completed, they pay for your attorney once it's agreed that, you know, because they agreed immediately that Lauren is vaccine injured. It was just survival. It was by the grace of God. I woke up every day. I lived at my parents' house. I couldn't work. Right before we settled, Lauren was in the hospital 5 times because one of the nurses that was taking care of her when I was away for 2 hours let her have a seizure for 2 hours. And Lauren was a train wreck. And that's actually why I started writing, because I didn't know anyone who was going through what I was going through. I was very angry. It was a very bittersweet saying, yes, you are vaccine injured, and we're going to help you, and then being attacked and put down and living in the hospital while my marriage fell apart, and, you know, I was not having other children. So my whole life was centered on taking care of her. But I think that really it was the energy of Lauren, the love of Lauren, and my commitment to her as her mother, and our soul agreement together. I mean, I think we came in to do this work, and that's a big part of why I spend, you know, the last 4 years talking about Lauren and about her life and how important she was and how beautiful she was and how she changed lives and how this vaccine compensation program needs to change. And, of course, the autism issue, I mean, you know, It's so scary what's happening to our babies.
What is happening to our babies. And you were one of the pioneers in this. And I'd imagine, I mean, that's in the 1990s, 1994, 1990s. I mean, the internet was just getting going. Certainly the social media wasn't there. At least now, today, with the HPV vaccine debacle and the rise in autism, and we've got organizations out there that are communicating on Facebook, parents communicating and supporting each other on Facebook. But back then there was nothing, and you were in a cave and you didn't know where to reach out and for help and support. If anything that we want to impart to our listeners, it's one is that, you know, we played the game. We played by the rules, and the rules said vaccinate your children. So we did it. And then to be betrayed by the government over that, not knowing what the dangers and the side effects that could happen post-vaccination, and then to be betrayed by the government again and not be supported and to be denigrated during what should be a justice process, correct?
Yeah, and the truth always comes out. This has taken a long time. And, you know, when you, last week, having Brian Hooker on, and, you know, just all the parents uniting together. I mean, I prayed for a long time after Lauren died, and I said to God, I said, you know what I can do. You know what I want to do. You need to show me the way. And I promise you, 3 days later, Ed Arenga from Autism One called me. And that's how I met Louis Conte, and I met everybody, Mary Holland, and, you know, the Age of Autism, and then the Canary Party started, the Thinky Moms Revolution. And I really remember hiking with my husband after this and just thinking, we're part of a huge change, and we all need to unite and stay strong and tell the truth. And I wrote a book about truth, and it was a huge challenge to have my daughter and to have her be so severely brain damaged and to go through the vaccine program. And, you know, we stood above that. I was not going to let them define my life. And when I went to court when she was 13 and the judge said, you're spending too much money on hair and makeup. And I'm like, well, you know, she can't play football or soccer. She's going to, you know, look great, you know. And I gave her the best life. And that's what that compensation program was for. And it still always feels like blood money. But
you turned that around. You gave her horseback riding lessons. You even entered her in a beauty pageant. And you, like you said, you have fulfilled her life as best as possible against all odds with her injury, because she was still there in her body. Her body was damaged to no end, but she, Lauren, was still alive on this planet with us, and you honored that, and that is a wonderful thing. I want to say also that the Autism One Conference is coming up. It's Autism One, the Cutting Edge Autism Conference, May 21st through 25th in Chicago, and leading experts in autism treatments will be speaking and supporting families with autistic children, and my guest, Karen Kane, will also be presenting. She has presented before. Dr. Brian Hooker will be presenting. And there is still time to register for that conference at autismone.org, autismone.org. Lots of groups getting very involved in this vaccine issue all around the world. A Shot of Truth.org is a campaign sponsored by Focus Autism, another group on the scene. And now the science and the research, like Brian Hooker, Congressman Posey, you know, who was looking and reading and seeing and understanding the issue, these are all huge game changers, as Barry Siegel said, with the Siegel Foundation. And this is a devastating time, but it's also an exciting time as we move forward and as we present our case. And it can no longer be denied. Right, Karen?
Absolutely. And I'll be speaking at Autism One on Friday morning. This is my fourth year. I am very proud to do this work. And, me and my husband talk about it every day, and this is why I do what I do all day. Because if we just help one family raise awareness and to get them to understand what's in their vaccines, to know what looks like when they have a vaccine injury, and to let people know that we are not going away and our babies are not going to continue to be injured.
And that's exactly right. Then let's move right into Karen. What is it that parents need to look for?
It's really important. And for me, had I walked out of the room and not seen that first seizure, everything would have been different for me. Lauren's seizure was a long time. Lauren fell asleep immediately. And she woke up with a high-pitched scream. You hear the same things from parents. There's a high-pitched scream. She ended up having the five-minute seizure. There's rash, swelling, fever, seizures. And another thing, before it's crucial that parents do not take their child to the doctor when they're sick and get a vaccine. And it's over and over. I hear the same story. They didn't feel well. We went and had a vaccine. The doctor said it was fine. And then they get numerous vaccines. Babies are getting six, they're getting four shots, one in each arm and each leg, and in each one of those shots, there's three or four vaccine, they're treating the MMR and the DPT, and so they're giving them multiple vaccinations, and then they're doing over and over, and the baby ends up getting sick, they put them on antibiotics, they go back and get more vaccinations. I think the parents should read what's in the vaccinations, and then they need to decide what they're going to give, if they're going to give, and please don't give four different vaccines at the same time. And the fever, and any time if they have any allergies to food, skin allergies, eczema, egg allergies, if the parents have allergies, these are all warning signals that their child might have a stronger reaction to a vaccination.
And those are great warning signals, and I'm thinking back with now this HPV vaccine and Gardasil, and how girls who had a pre-existing history of autoimmune disease or allergies or a family history of either one of those, they were discluded from the clinical trial, so that the clinical trial was done only on quote-unquote healthy girls. Well, how many quote-unquote healthy girls are there out there when we've got America who is sick with chronic disease? And there's no such thing as a healthy girl or a healthy child any longer. We all have a pre-existing history of something because it is passed down genetically along with the 286 chemicals, heavy metals, BPA included, that are being passed through the umbilical cord. What is a healthy child? We need to start asking ourselves this, America, because this is a serious issue. And then to add insult to injury with a heavy vaccine schedule. And then to start vaccinating girls and young men, but girls in particular at the time of menarche, which is the time of first menstruation, when again they are incredibly vulnerable. And then to vaccinate them without regard to where they are in their menstrual cycle, when we know that during the paramenstruum that the immunity is at its lowest point. None of this makes sense. Go ahead, Karen.
One in two of our children have chronic illness, and that's by the CDC. One in 68 of our children have autism, and it's exactly right. I hate the Gardasil vaccine. I despise that whole trick. And in California, kids from 12 to 18 can go get that vaccine without their parents' permission. They can't get that. They can't get a library card, but they can go into the nurse's office at school. And the nurse literally has told my best friend's child, if you have sex, you're going to get cancer, so you need this vaccine. And my best friend, she knew. She told her daughter to beware. But we are making our babies sick, and then we're blaming our babies. And we're blaming their parents. And, you know, I think the latest was that, you know, if you're overweight, you have autism. I mean, we're attacking the families that we're injuring. It is absolutely disgusting.
We need to be bringing common sense back into our lives. Women need to step up to the plate. Let's use our intuition, our common sense. We were the healers. You know, we intuitively knew what was good and what was not good for our children. We need to hold on to that instead of believing in the message that, oh, it's all in our heads. Oh, doctors know so much better than all of you. I've got a guest coming up in a couple of weeks, and he made the brilliant point yesterday. He said, who needs degrees anymore? In this day and age, with the information that you can find on the internet, we can all become educated. And that's exactly what is going on. We're all educating ourselves. We are now the researchers. We know as much as anybody else, and the information is at our fingertips. And that amazes me about people like you, parents like you, Karen, and parents of the Gardasil girls, parents in this autism community, is that they are so highly educated and motivated and passionate because the truth is there, and it's there for all of us to see. We just need to wake up and let the veil fall. And we're going to take a break. This is Holy Hormones, Honey, the Greatest Story Never Told. We'll be back again with Karen Kane and her story about her beautiful daughter, Lauren. And once again, the Autism One Conference coming up May 21st to 25th in Chicago. Still time to register at autismone.org. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carol Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everyone. Karen Kane is my guest. A Unique Life Fully Lived, A Personal Journey of Love, Hope, and Courage just came out. And that is a book about Lauren's life, or Karen's life with her daughter, Lauren. We're going to be speaking more about that. But first, I do want to mention and tell you all how very grateful I am not only to have a sponsor for this show, but a sponsor who so believes in the conversations that we are having, a sponsor who is so concerned about the health, the mental and physical health of all of us, and that is True Hope. True Hope Nutritional Support. They're out of Canada. Their website is truehope.com. They have developed a supplement that targets the brain, that can help people who are suffering from depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and yes, even help repair neural pathways in children who exhibit autistic symptoms. There are 24 independent published studies on this product. The most on any nutritional supplement on the market. And I invite you to visit their website at truehope.com. And True Hope is offering 25% off your first order of Empower Plus for listeners of the show. So I invite you to go to the host page for Holy Hormones, Honey, on the Voice America Network. Click on the True Hope ad, and that will take you to the testimonial page where you can watch videos and read testimonies of how Empower Plus has changed hundreds of people's lives, or call 1-888-878-3467. Use the code word radio to get your special offering. I mean, one of the things that's up against us, Karen, is the fact, too, that forced vaccination. And Brian and I talked about this last week, Dr. Hooker and I, and about the need to nutrate if you are in, and to detox and to nutrate if you are in a situation like that. And especially with one in two chronic children, one out of two children who have chronic disease, how is this economy, this healthcare system, this country going to survive?
It's a huge question. How is the country going to survive? Parents worry every day about what will happen to their children. And it's so much stress on the family, on people. So, I mean, I remember I talked to you the other day about how I am still suffering from my adrenals are fried from taking care of Lauren for 16 years. And I did a lot to take care of myself. I meditated. I got massage. I did the spiritual piece. I really dove deep on how to take care of myself. But being sick is becoming big business, and that is another really scary thing. And it blows my mind. I don't know. I find it just shocking and scary, and I can't wrap my brain around how we're letting this happen. If one in 68 kids had cancer, our country would not turn their backs on these families. But for some reason, when you're vaccine injured, people just think, oh, that's not going to happen to me. And those stats have obviously changed. I mean, I've seen people look at me and think, oh, well, that's you and not me. Happened all the time to us. But now we're 1 in 68. I would be very nervous being pregnant, very nervous if I was having a boy especially, because that means 1 in 42. And the other thing that's important to say, those stats are of children that are 8 and older. So all the children 7 and younger are not even in those statistics, and the way they do their stats is criminal. It's, you know, very ugly.
And it's ugly, and it's 4 years behind.
Absolutely.
This data is from 2010. This is 2014. So what the hell has happened in the last 4 years?
Well, you see it every day. You see it at the grocery store. You see it. You don't have to look far to find a family who's living with autism. I spoke in Sacramento a couple weeks ago. There were about 50 people. More than four families had more than one child with autism. One woman had three. One woman had two. Another woman had two other vaccine injured. I mean, we're not talking about families that have maybe one kid. I know multiple families with multiple kids with vaccine injury.
And I have come to know that as well. And you are right. And it's not uncommon just to go, as you said, to the grocery store or to the mall and to see a quadriplegic child. And it's becoming more and more visible. And children with autism, ADHD, uncontrollable violence. We're looking at so many violent acts committed by children in our country. And they're being further compromised with psychotropic drugs. None of this makes sense. And Karen and I were talking between the break, and I've said this before, and this is one of my mantras. This is not our world, women. This is not our world. And I give you permission to wake up and realize this is not our world, because you've been crying and dying inside just like hundreds and thousands of women have for generations, because we've accepted a world that is not ours. And it's time to reclaim our voice. It's time to reshape our lives. And it's time to put our demands out there and say, stop this madness. You know, I said one time, stop the world, I want to get off. That's a play that played back on Broadway many, many years ago. But I'm changing that. It's stop the world, I want you to get off. And we are taking back the world, right, Karen?
Absolutely. And I really think that the mother's the glue that holds the family together. I know some amazing dads, but I know for me as a parent, it wasn't until Lauren was 5 years old that I completely had a nervous breakdown, because I was taking care of her thinking that I was a mom and I had to do all of this. And it's so much more than that when your child is still in diapers. And for me, at 5 years of age, Lauren had a trach. She had a permanent PICC line. She needed diapering, complete care. And I just thought that was being part of being a mom. I thought if I'm a good mom, I should be able to do this. Until I hit the wall, and especially when I go back to Autism One and I see, you know, 2,000 families there, and the moms are just beaten down. And so, again, I always tell the moms, you know, take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself and you don't take care of your spirit, you cannot take care of your child. And I'm still suffering 4 years later. I was, you know, just, it still frustrates me that of all the things that I do for myself, I still have fried adrenals and I still have problems sleeping. And I know that these parents are exhausted. And how can you follow your gut when you're exhausted? You don't even know what the intuition is, because parents are so beaten and they're attacked from every side. And so I think it's really important that we take care of our spirit and we understand that this is a soul agreement that we have with our children. And Lauren came in, and she was totally comfortable with who she was. And she, you know, literally just said, Mom, life is but a coffee break. You know, get over yourself. And I know after she died, if I only loved myself, she would be happy. But in honor of her name and in honor of all of our children who are going through this, you know, I travel around the U.S. I talk to families. I talk to them about friendships. I talk to them about how to keep their spirit and how to enjoy life, because our babies, even, you know, being unique, they have amazing gifts for us. And Lauren was my greatest teacher, and I'm so proud to be her mother, but she really taught me to get out of my own way. Because I was smothering her with my grief and my depression and my sadness. And, you know, I kind of had to look at her and to say, well, if you're not sad, then why should I be sad? And, you know, if you don't care, you're riding around in a wheelchair, then I'm not going to let it bother me. And, you know, so I got to the point that actually I didn't even see her disability. And her friends were the same way. Her best friend, Sarah Rivera, told me just recently, she was dating someone. She goes, oh, I forgot to tell him that Lauren was disabled, because she didn't see the wheelchair first, the trach and the G-tube. You know, after she understood what was going on with Lauren, she saw Lauren's soul and her heart and a best friend and someone who they had a lot in common together, and they were soulmates on a different level. And I think it's really important that we take the time You know, the recovery is super important, and taking care of their children is important, but also getting back to enjoying the moment and having as much fun with your family, because these are precious moments that are you're not going to get back with your kid.
I find it all very fascinating that you are just, you know, opening a new door of awareness. I'm sure many other parents have, but I can't even imagine how many parents are so exhausted that they cannot see that, and they are so involved in the grief and the anger of betrayal, as we mentioned. I think it's just a true blessing that you were able to come to this place with your daughter. And I have to tell all you listeners, Karen and I spoke the other day, and she told me about her hormone imbalance and adrenal fatigue, so I shared some information with her. But I did also send her some of this Empower Plus. I went online and ordered it for her right away as my gift for her and her work, because we need her to be well, and so that she can go out and educate others, and we'll just see her thrive on this product. And I know that to be true. But and it's such a good point for other parents, Karen, that they become so exhausted and financially exhausted. I mean, this is a life-changing situation. Your children does not just become damaged by a vaccine. It changes every single facet. Like you said, your relationship, the economics of the household are just totally thrown into chaos. The routine is thrown into chaos. You lost you had to walk away from a job. Again, this is happening with so many parents with Gardasil injured girls and
Absolutely.
Boys now. Right.
And we were rejected by our community, our school system. The insurance company became my life. I mean, I had so many medical bills. I would go to Lauren's pediatrician, and I said, is that her file? It was, you know, huge. And he goes, no, this is like one of four. I mean, I was a slave to the medical community, fighting, you know, acceptance in school programs and school and the community. People would get up and leave in theaters when we'd sit next to them or at restaurants. I mean, I know how parents feel. I know what it's like to be beaten and to be rejected and to be isolated. And that's why I love being an advocate and a parent ambassador for the Abilities Expo. I love coming to Autism One and saying, this is an ugly story. This is a really hard story. But look at what else we did. We had our bad days, but look on the good days. You know, she changed a room by walking in the room. People changed the way they did their life. She was in her school musical. We swam with the dolphins four times. We tent camped. She had best friends. We had sleepovers. They toilet papered houses. I mean, her friends, I was just thinking this the other day, her friends used to hide her from me. One time I went to get the mail, and her best friends took her and hid her down the street. And, you know, when you have a kid in a wheelchair who is always where you leave them, and then all of a sudden her friends just got this thing, everywhere we would go, they would just hide. And it was such a strange experience. But I had so much fun with Lauren, and it's because we pushed the boundaries. And it's not, you know, Lauren always tells me, Mom, make sure you tell them you are not a sainted parent. I was not a perfect parent. I was not a sainted parent. I kicked and screamed, made a lot of mistakes. But at the end of the day, I loved my daughter. I knew she was important. I respected her. I was age-appropriate with her, which I think is critical. And I took care of myself. And that made me such a better parent. And it's a lot. I didn't have other kids.
And Karen,
I didn't have
that's
a partner.
We have to end it right there. That's going to be another show. How do people find you on the internet? Where do people get in touch with you?
I'm absolutely on Facebook, and you can find Lauren's World. I have a website, LORRINSworld.com. I also have KarenKane.com, and my book, I have a Facebook fan page for that, A Unique Life Fully Lived. And thank you for sharing this information and supporting our families. It's an honor to talk with you. Thank you.
And it's an honor to talk with you, and I'll look forward to meeting you at the Autism One conference. And thank you so much, Karen.
Thanks.
And join me on Thursday, April 24th. I will be interviewing Darren Hoag. He is president of the Direct Sales Management Association of Utah. Darren is one of the most respected executives in the industry, and he came out of retirement to join Q Sciences. Q Sciences is an arm of the True Hope Nutritional Support, where we're helping people thrive. And he is the president and CEO of this extraordinary company. And he is going to be talking about the Science of Happiness Principle. And that's going to be coming up on Holy Hormones, Honey, next Thursday, April 24th. 24th. And once again, I want to take this time to thank my sponsor, True Hope Nutritional Support, for allowing us to get this message out to all of you. So take this message of true hope and share it. In the meantime, take care, everyone, and blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to Holy Hormones, Honey. Please join host Leslie Carol Botha again next Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great and healthy week.